It is the 10th of October, 2016. Derek is doing the recording, the technical bit, and I, Alistair Adams, are sitting here with Margaret Clifton, who used to work at Fieldings. How did you actually end up working at Fieldings, Margaret?
I was 16 when I started, and I went there because my dad had worked there for many years before. He was an electrical engineer there, and when I left school, he said it was a good company to work for, so I came along and worked for him. I came to see a Mr. Morton.
Yes.
And he interviewed me and offered me a job as a filing clerk there.
You say you went, you started as a filing clerk. Where actually was that, you know, within the building then, Margaret?
It was in the offices. It was next to the accounts office. It was just a little office off the main corridor.
Okay, so did you stay in that job forever, or did you move around? What did you do after the filing job?
There for 3 months, and then I moved into the accounts department next door. Yeah, then I worked into the accounts office where I had Cedric Ratcliffe, I think, was the accountant there. Mm. And I worked alongside Nita Clark, Elsie Lane, and I did the time cards that came off the shop floor, did all of that. And then later on we did had the punch card machines come in, and we put it all onto punch card, and Nita and I had to go up to Heenan and Froude at Worcester and do a training course up there for a few days. And then I came back and I worked under Pete Morgan. Then I went on also to do the telex machines. I sent all the telex messages out when that first came in.
You mentioned quite a few names there that we recognise. And some of the people have actually been interviewed, and maybe potentially we're going to interview some of them. Yeah, my wife also worked at Fieldings, and she got involved with the telex machine. Did you have to punch these tapes, and you know, if you got it wrong or something, you had to start again?
Yeah, that's right. It's like came out on like ticker tape machines, like you got on the like the football results on the telly. It came out on ticker tape, and then we would just dial a number.
So you were there on the right at the start of technology in that case.
Yeah,
because things sort of developed quite a bit after that. So how long were you actually at Fieldings altogether then, Margaret?
8.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started in 65 and I left in 72.
That's quite a time. You've mentioned some names there that we recognise, I've just said, but are there any other people that were sort of relevant when you started there?
Yeah, well, on the same day as I started with two other girls from my school. It was Jane Petherick, which worked up in the drawing office as a secretary, and Sue Rampstead, that worked up in the canteen. When they both went on to meet their husbands there, Jane married a Phil Payne, and Sue married someone called Brian, I can't remember his second name. And I also met my first husband, Steve Nord, that was apprenticed on the shop floor when I started, then went on to be a draftsman up in the drawing office. And we met through the social club.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us have met met wives there. It comes back to no, I can't say too much. I can edit that bit out. Okay, so you obviously worked at Fieldings for quite some time. What were Fieldings like as employers, in your opinion?
They were absolutely great because I had no confidence and I was very nervous when I left school. And they made me be confident. They gave me a good start in life. It was a family. Everybody sort of mixed together. Everybody helped each other and made a lot of great friends.
That word family has come up in every interview we've done. So, okay, apart from the actual working in the works, did you get involved with social life at Fieldings?
Yeah, I did. I got involved with social life at Fieldings before I actually started Fieldings. I did judo up in the canteen when I was about 12 up until I was about 16. I did it. In fact, my instructor got married at St. Stephen's Church on the Bristol Road, and we all went in our uniforms, and we were like a guard of honour when he came out.
Brilliant.
So yeah, and then later on, when I started Fieldings and I'd finished that, we joined a badminton club with Ray Heckett and Derek Tidmarsh, There was a lot of us. I can't remember a lot of the names, but and my husband Steve Nord, we played we played competition, we played league. It was really good for many years, and of course we all went to the sports and social club.
But no. Did yeah? Did you get involved with the children's parties? Did you go yourself as a child? Originally,
yeah, I did for many years. Went along in the canteen and had the presents and sat on little seats and had entertainers. It was very good. So I've been, Fielding's has been part of my life, all of my life, really, because I've used to go along. When Dad used to get called in, I used to go and sit in the car with him, and so Fielding's has always been there. So it was an automatically, when I went to work there, it was like going to somewhere I already knew.
Yeah, and you're still involved because we're asking you all about it now, just a few years later.
Quite a few.
We have had some sort of anecdotes and funny stories from other people. I don't know if off the top of your head you can remember any that you might have got involved in at Fielding's. I could maybe relate a few, but maybe I'd better not.
No, not really. I think I left. I got married there and I left quite early on, so no, I don't really I can't be any help.
Okay, Margaret, so you said you worked at Fielding's, I think it was 8.5 years. Where did you actually go after that?
I moved to Doughty Rotel in Churchtown, and I went as a telex operator, which I'd learnt at Fielding's, and learnt the switchboard and the fax machines and communications at Doughty's. I did that right up till 1982. When I left to have my daughter, then I had a 2 years later had a son, and I was a stay-at-home mum for 10 years, and then I completely changed career, retrained, and went back to work as a dental nurse, which I've done for the last 20 years. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's very different. The only dental nurses Derek and I meet are. it's traumatic for us, but obviously not for you.
No, I loved it. It was something I never, ever thought about. I went there as a receptionist, and I was working there as a receptionist, and one of the dentists came up to me and said, wouldn't you like to do, the clinical side of it? And I thought about it. I thought, yeah, I would. I went and trained, went there, and I never looked back. It was something I really enjoyed. I loved meeting the people. And I did meet a lot of people there that worked at Fielding and Platt, but as patients in a different role. So, it was a different career, but something I really liked and still do it to this day on odd occasions.
Yeah, it's surprising what people do go on to do after Fielding's. It was a nice grounding for us all, I think. But, it was a good kick-off in life, if I can put it like that. Where was this dentist that you worked at?
It's around in St John's Avenue, Churchtown, right round the corner, so I can walk it 5 minutes away. And it was absolutely brilliant. Fielding's give me a good ground. As I said, it made me have the confidence to go out and do things that I would have never otherwise done. Yeah.
That's great. Well, thanks for your time this afternoon. Thanks for the cup of tea. And we'll get this transcribed and... get you on the website. Thanks very much, Margaret.
Well, thank you.